You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
I'm Catherine Lanfer in for John Hockenberry.
And we're going to head back to Pakistan, where we have reestablished a line that we lost there. And we're talking about President Pervez Musharraf of Pakistan. There were reports yesterday suggesting that he would resign today on Pakistan's Independence Day. But instead, he did make a televised speech, but it wasn't about resigning. And for more, we're going to head back to Mark Dummett, who is a BBC correspondent in Islamabad. Hi there, Mark.
Hi there. Yeah, hopefully this line
will hold. So what did President Musharraf have to say today? He certainly didn't say he was stepping down.
Yeah, he avoided the issue, basically, that's dominating politics here in Pakistan, which is that his parties, or parties which supported him, lost elections in February. They've now formed the government, and they want him out. There's an awful lot of speculation that he was going to resign, as you said, but he didn't. Instead, he made some pretty bland statements about unity and reconciliation. And he said that that's what the country needs to tackle the big problems they're facing, namely an economic meltdown and the rising threat of militants.
And not only that, he didn't even address any of the specific allegations that have been made by the coalition ruling party, which is trying to impeach him, that he was corrupt and had spent $700 billion of U.S. aid badly, that he had violated the Constitution by sacking all of those judges last year. Nothing, right?
No, I don't think he was ever going to. Certainly, the governing coalition would like him to answer those allegations. And if it gets its way, then an impeachment. The impeachment process will start in Parliament sometime next week, possibly next week, and then he will have a chance to defend himself. I mean, he's always denied and that he's guilty of such misconduct. The issue of where the U.S. money went, the $700 million a year that he supposedly siphoned off or misused, I mean, that's an incredibly sensitive issue here. He would deny that. I mean, and in fact, many people who would otherwise criticize him have come out in the papers and defended him on this and said, well, it's impossible for him to have misspent this money so badly because there are people sitting in the embassy here, the American embassy, counting the invoices, the receipts, and making sure that it isn't siphoned off.
And there certainly have been some reports that perhaps Pakistan's closest Western allies, the U.S. and the U.K., have been helping to mediate a deal which would allow Musharraf to step down gracefully. Have you heard any talk about that or any other reporting about that in Pakistan?
Well, I mean, they deny it. The embassies here, the British and the American embassies here, deny it. But there's no doubt that it's, you know, what they want is a government here in Islamabad that they can deal with, and one that is dealing with the militants along the border. I mean, that's where the Taliban, who are going into Afghanistan, are based. It's where the Al-Qaeda leadership is believed to be. They want that dealt with, and they want the government here in Islamabad to deal with that. So that they, if the future of Musharraf drags on, I mean, this impeachment process drags on for months, the worry is that the government won't, and the military here won't be dealing with the problem of the militants. So it is believed that they are pushing the different players here, are helping the different players come up with a solution whereby Musharraf leaves gracefully. He won't contest the impeachment. He'll go safely. He won't be charged with any criminal wrongdoing. He'll be allowed to leave the scene peacefully so that the government could then tackle the serious issues.
But is there a sense that Musharraf would agree to that?
Well, I mean, this is the big debate here in Islamabad. I mean, he is a former commando, special forces man. He, in the past, has always presented himself as a fighter, someone who never gives up, who stares challenges in the face and defeats them. So certainly he would go against the character, his character, to bow out quietly. He's also a proud Pakistani. He's a patriot who feels that he genuinely is the man who can save this country. So it would go against his character. But then maybe it's not up to him anymore. I mean, maybe he has lost so much support that he can't decide. That is the feeling, the growing feeling here in Islamabad, that he simply doesn't have many supporters left who will be prepared to help him.
Huh, certainly a turn of the tide for a man who was an absolute power there for 8 years.
Absolutely, but his power has just been draining away over the past year and a half, as has his popularity. He's still respected by many Pakistanis, if not most Pakistanis, for what he's done. He's seen as a pretty sort of straight-talking, straightforward man. As I say, a proud Pakistani who took some difficult decisions, particularly after 9/11, throwing his weight behind the US's war on the militants. But it's seen that he's made so many mistakes in the last year and a half. He sacked, if you remember, all the top judges who who he was worried were going to stand in his way for
so
re-election.
Perhaps one too many mistakes, I guess that's one way of putting it. Mark Dummett, thank you.
You're welcome.
Mark Dummett is a BBC correspondent. He was coming to us from Islamabad, and certainly more to come on that story of Pervez Musharraf.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.